Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Oh, dear God. It was 100 degrees today, wasn't it? Somewhere. My God. It's days like this.
You don't want to do more than dance.
No, I want to sit
in
an air. Thank God the air conditioning is back on, by the way.
Oh. I got it to a frosty 67 degrees.
Gives me all the jinglies.
The tingling-linglies?
The tingling-linglies.
Wubble doubles?
Yes, those two. And the wubble-wubble-woes and the... Shamalama ding dongs and
yeah,
you know, but normally on day, you know what I should have done? I wish I'd thought of this earlier. I should have gone up to Juicy Burger.
Milkshake.
Listen, Juicy Burger milkshakes and malts are the perfect thing for a day like today. It is so hot, but they are so cool and they are so good and they will cool you down. You can go in,
air conditioning.
Oh my God, they will cool you off. Then you can heat yourself up with some jalapenos followed by tater tots. Even Big Fuzz. Big Fuzz does not like tater tots. Love the tater tots at Juicy Burger.
That's because they're delicious.
The green chili burger is awesome. The Dicka Dog is spectacular. They've got a food truck so they can come to you. You should check them out. You can check them out at juicyburger.com. Everything about Juicy Burger is awesome. And you know what? It just makes you happy when you go there. Sometimes you just need a spot where you go and you're just happy to get a great burger with a great cold drink. And some fries where you can sit in air conditioning before you get on with your day when it's 100 degrees. By the way, it's supposed to be hotter tomorrow. So tomorrow's a perfect day to go to Juicy Burger. Check them out. We love the one up north. You go I-25 north or I-25, get off at that spot. Oh, it's a Thornton Parkway. Make a right, make a left on Grant, and then left into right in the parking lot. Right there. It's easy to find. You'll love them. So whenever you're hungry, remember, I love Juicy. I've got the juice.
I got the juice. I got the juice.
10-0, Tatum's on. Foolie's glad I'm home. Even my haters kind of glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors, dreamer, hellback asses, Loki's still a
So another guy who you might think about for the Rockies before I get to the Nuggets. Nuggets! Is Sam Dyson, and it seems like they're actually looking at Sam Dyson. And there are rumors and rumblings that the Rockies are in a bit of a bidding war with Minnesota for him. I hope. Now, I'm not so sure that he's the perfect guy to get here, but he might be someone who might be able to get. Which brings us to the Nuggets. You know, what's going on with the Rockies right now really is sort of similar to what's been going on with the Nuggets, where the Nuggets had more prospects, really, than real players on their team. You know, we didn't know about Jokic. You know, but you had guys that were, the model was, we want 12 guys who are, could be starters in the league on our team and play that sort of game. But apparently that doesn't work. I still believe it does work, but apparently no one else believes that. What you need is stars. Stars, 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 stars. And when Jokic becoming a star, people believe Jamal Murray is ready to break out. Gary Harris plays great. They bring in Paul Millsap. Now, I'm okay with Paul Millsap. 3 years, $90 million? 3 years, $90 million. Yeah. So, Steph Curry got 5 years, $201 million. Okay, so 40, is that $40 million a year, basically? So, I guess.
Basically.
Man, I wish I was more than 5'9 and unathletic and could actually shoot a basketball because, man, you can make a lot of money. 3 years, $90 million. It sounds like they're not done. Because the one person, I mean, they've addressed their power forward. So you've got a starting forward now. You've got Jokic as a starter. You've got Millsap as a starter. You've got Jamal Murray as a starter. You've got Gary Harris probably as a starter, but you need a shooting guard. Now, I was looking kind of through who might be available for trade and these type of things. And one person who might be able to you get in a trade is Marcus Smart from Boston. I mean, that might be a good shooting that you could probably get for some people. You probably need to get rid of Fareed. Probably need to get rid of Arthur, Daryl Arthur. I mean, right now, the problem with the Nuggets is that they are just too forward heavy. Think about the forwards they have on this team. You have Jokic. You have Plumlee. Hopefully he resigns because they were really looking at him. You have Millsap. You have Fareed. You have Gee. You have Arthur. I mean, my goodness. You need to get rid of some of those guys. But here's the other thing. I was thinking about Marcus Smart, and he was only averaging probably about 9 points a game for the Boston Celtics last year. Guy that came out highly rated out of Oklahoma State. But I'm not sure. Like, who would you rather have, Marcus Smart or Will Barton? You know, Will Barton's a free agent kind of sitting out there waiting to see what goes on. No, I'm not entirely sure that Will wants to be here or not. But he's a guy that you could, I mean, but he's a good scorer that you might need as that, you know, three position, the shooting forward. I mean, Marcus Smart might be someone. Or is there another guy out there? I don't know. I feel like the Nuggets aren't done dealing right now. And it's sort of weird in a way because the Nuggets have sort of been waiting for years to get to this point where they could just it's like the family that saves up all their money to be able to go to Las Vegas. And so when they get to Las Vegas, you know, they have their $10,000 kitty that they have that they've spent and they just want to go out and spend it. Because they can. That's how it kind of feels with the Nuggets. You know, giving $30 million a year to Millsap, man, one way to make a guy like Denver. What could you do? So there was those, did you see those articles? I think they're from Westward, I believe, but I could be wrong. Where, how can, you know, how to live in Denver on $24,000 a year or how to live in Denver on $50,000 a year? Well, they should make another one. How to live in Denver on $30 million a year. Do you know how you live in Denver on $30 million a year? Any way you want.
Yes. You could just buy a pool and drive around in it.
Yeah, several.
Yeah.
A pool a week. These are my pool cars. And then the winter, you can ice skate.
These are my fire cars.
These are my fire cars. Yes. They just got heated. See? There you go thinking. There you go thinking again. My problem with the Nuggets is they need to get more defensive help. Now there's this there was talk, and if you were listening here, I was listening to Sean Walsh earlier today, and he had on a guest, TJ, part-time host.
Yeah, yeah.
And what TJ was saying is that they're really looking at a guard out of Europe, or Ukraine, or Balkans, or something.
Over there. Across the pond.
Yes. And he would be coming in for defensive help. There's also a thought, and one that TJ brought up, was that you could actually maybe get a couple guys. You can get a point guard and Marcus Smart from Boston for they need some big help. So maybe for like Fareed. So Fareed, he said Fareed, Malik Beasley, and a pick next year. For Marcus Smart and I believe it was Aaron. I'm not sure who it was, but those two players. I mean, that might be something interesting. I mean, Malik Beasley has been intriguing, but he did not do a very good job making the roster. I mean, this was a hard roster to make, but you need a guy you can count on you need a shooting guard. You need spacing. And I hate that term because that's what all of like the NBA nerds are using. You got to watch the spacing. But it's
spacing.
It's true. You need to be able to give your big men room to move and then be able to have your outside shooters be shooters. You need to force the other defense to make a decision on whether to guard the perimeter or guard inside. That's what they mean by spacing. Marcus Smart would do a lot of good for spacing. You do a lot of good for spacing. and he's another deadly three-pointer, then you're already one of the top scoring teams in the league. You need a little defense.
Just a little bit.
I'm not sure Marcus Smart's that guy, but he could be.
Spacing.
We're talking about playoffs. They're already saying that the Nuggets have done more to make themselves a playoff team than anything else. We'll see.
More than any team in the West?
Probably more than the Nuggets in the last 5 years. Yay, Nuggets!
Nuggets. Nuggets.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
Just to prove it, but she's elusive. No matter what I do.